Mix 94.7 KMCH Ag Informer on a Tuesday. Yesterday, we met the brand new beef queen for Clayton County. Today, we meet the princess, who incidentally and coincidentally, one of our very own family members here at KMCH. Your name?
Alyssa Kleinlein.
I feel like I heard you on the radio recently.
Yeah.
When?
I talked from National Convention.
That's right, because you never show up anymore. No, I'm kidding. You're one of our part-time help as well, but congratulations to you, the beef princess. So what does that mean?
I'm going to learn.
So you get to kind of tag along with the queen, right?
Yeah.
So, and you'll go to school visits and all kinds of stuff?
Yeah, I'm really excited to get the little kids involved at the beef industry.
So tell me a little bit about beef cattle from your perspective. What do you do with them? I know you show at different fairs and everything.
Yeah, I show at Clayton County Fair and Big Four Fair, and I raise my own Red Angus beef calves that I purchase from our farm.
Gotcha. Now, tell me about, do you keep any cows? So you said you keep some on the farm, and then what school do you go to?
Starmont.
What grade?
11th.
Gotcha. What does it mean to be a representative of Clayton County? Was this a surprise for you?
I'm really, really excited. It was a surprise to me, yes. There were a lot of great candidates this year. I'm really excited to get to promote beef for Clayton County. It's a great industry, and I'm excited to get more people involved.
We went back and looked at the records. Thanks to Jerry Maker and thanks to your uncle, you have now the highest grossing pie in the pie auction. Tell us about that.
I didn't know that till now.
So far in the history of doing this, the highest grossing, $480. What kind of pie was it?
Double chocolate pecan pie.
Gotcha. And your uncle must be pretty cool that he was able to bid $480 for a pie.
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, this you realize you don't get a Christmas present now, right?
That's okay.
Congratulations. And final thing, what are you looking most forward to? Any parades you're looking forward to as we head into parade season once we get through with wintertime?
Yes, I'm really excited for Edgewood Rodeo Days and Strawberry Days Parade, but I think I'm most excited to get to talk to the little kids and explain to them what beef means to me and how they can get involved.
There you go. Now, we have to concoct a way to get even with Jerry Maker. You realize that, right? And Jerry will be with us tomorrow. Alyssa, congratulations.
Thank you.
Our Tuesday Ag Informer right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.